T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line with us right now to shed some light on the many issues we're dealing with the Eagles is the legendary Ross Tucker. Mm-hmm. And he is brought to you by First Trust Bank, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hi, Ross.
Angelo, what's up?
Ross, we got a lot of problems right now. I'm going to start with what Marcus Hayes wrote yesterday. He'll be out at 9 o'clock with us. He said it's time to bench Jalen Hurts. Do you agree?
Not at all. Not even a little bit. Totally disagree. What does he have, 10 starts so far?
Correct.
As an NFL quarterback? No. In fact, I think Jalen has shown enough that I think, barring something totally unforeseen, I want to see what he can do the rest of the year. I want to see if there's improvement. Because really, the tough thing right now, Angelo, is it's hard to separate Hurts from Sirianni. They're both kind of learning as we go. So it's not a perfect experiment to really know what we have in Hurts. In other words, if it was Andy Reid as the coach or a more established coach, then you could look at what Hurts is doing and saying, okay, well, yeah, he doesn't have it, or he's not getting better or whatever. But we're really kind of figuring out and evaluating both these guys at the same time. So some of the slow starts or poor performances, it's hard right now for any of us to know for sure how much of it's Hurts, how much of it's Sirianni.
I 100% agree with you, but here's the problem with that. That's not changing. Hurts and Sirianni are both very young, and they're both going to be working together the rest of the year. How are we ever going to be able to evaluate Hurts if his coach never runs the ball?
Well, let's all hope that that changes a little bit. I still don't really understand the thought process or the logic there. I feel like we've talked about it a couple weeks. You know, I was at that game Thursday night. I called the game. And when they did it in the second half, they had success. It almost, that game was one, Angelo, where it felt like they went into it saying, well, nobody can run the ball in the Bucs, so we're not going to really even try. We'll see what happens the next couple weeks, because you can't say that about the Raiders or the Lions, or when they play the Chargers run defense is terrible. So we've got the next two or three games where you can they can no longer say, well, it's because this team had a great run defense. If they don't run it the next couple weeks in the first half, it's just because they don't want to run it.
All right, well, this is where I need to talk to Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman. All right, Ross. So they're 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and they've run the ball one time. How difficult is it to be an offensive lineman for the first two quarters and most of the third when you never ran the ball?
It's not ideal, that's for sure. I mean, most offensive linemen will tell you they'd rather run block than pass block. And the thing is, now they do a lot of RPOs, and they do a lot of things that let the offensive lineman fire off the ball a little bit. But you know, as an offensive lineman, you know, that's why you lift weights. That's why you're 310 pounds or whatever it is. You want to fire off and hit them. You want to try to tee off on them. Whereas no matter what you say, when you're throwing the ball, you can't, we all know you can't go more than a yard downfield or else it's a penalty, right? So you have to kind of sit there and let them come to you. It's not fun. I understand the thought process. A lot of the advanced numbers will say you throw the ball to get the lead, then you run the ball when you have – I get that. But they've got a couple good running backs, and we've talked about this before. They have such a built-in advantage of having a quarterback that can run. It feels like they're not utilizing one of their best tools, which is the fact that you have to account for Jalen Hurts as a runner. They're not really utilizing that, especially early in these games.
Russ, is it hard to call plays, or is Nick Sirianni just really bad at it?
You know, I've never done it. Everybody I've ever talked to.
Neither has he, by the way.
That's a good point. It's a fair point. And neither has Gannon. You know, it's funny. Anybody you've ever talked to, by the way, Angelo, they say it is like addicting. It's like a drug. Like they absolutely love it. I think he's learning. I really do. You know, they've had some games where the plan going into the game was really good and it went really well, like the Falcons and the Chiefs. I think one thing that's probably concerning to me is that out of the six games so far, four of the games, it's like the plan going in was not very effective, and it takes them a while to adjust. You know, it takes till like the fourth quarter of the last couple games before they're really able to adjust, and I'm not really sure why that is. If they were able to adjust a little earlier, you know, obviously they were still able to beat the Panthers, but who knows what would have happened against the Bucks if they could adjust a little earlier.
Ross, do players or ever go up to the coach or assistant coaches and say, we haven't run the ball in an entire half? Like, do those conversations take place on the sidelines?
Yeah, so usually, Rhea, it is the elder statesman on the offensive line, so it would be like Jason Kelce saying to the O-line coach, Stout, we got to run the effing ball. Can you please tell him to run the effing ball? And Stout would say, I'm on it. And then he'd say in the headset, hey, the guys are looking to run. And then, you know, the coordinator or the head coach kind of does what they do after that. But that's usually what happens. Now, I don't know if Kelce would say something directly to Sirianni or to Steichen or not. But I will say this, okay? You know, I played for 5 teams, 7 years. Offensive linemen always want to run the ball.
Yeah.
And they always come off the sideline and scream at the O-line coach, we got to run the effing ball. I mean, that happens like almost every game ever because that's what offensive linemen want to do. And then it's kind of up to see how much clout the O-line coach has, whether he can get them to mix that in or not. And I wouldn't put it past a guy like Kelce. Like, Mailata's not going to do it, or Driscoll, or any, or Dill, they're not going to say anything. But Kelce has enough cachet that he could say to Sirianni during the game, or even during the week, he could be like, Coach, we really got to run the ball a little bit, man, just to help all these other things that we're doing.
The message is not getting through. All right, one other thing I want to ask you, and it's a sensitive topic, but I want to get your personal take on it. Lane Johnson's missed 3 games. He has now divulged that he's been dealing with anxiety and depression, similar to Brandon Brooks, who stands next to him on the line. We've seen all the evidence on what goes on with concussions in NFL players, and one of the things that happens is you have these situations that come up because of the impact you've taken. Do you worry about that yourself? You played in the NFL 8 years, Russ. Do you worry that there are going to be ramifications for you as well?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, I follow it pretty closely. It's called the Concussion Legacy Foundation. They're the ones that discovered CTE. They're the ones that everybody sends their brains to. Like, I've already donated my brain that they can have whenever I pass. And I think about it. I try not to dwell on it, but it does seem like the guys that have the issues, Angelo, for the most part, it seems like a lot of them, it happens in their 60s. You know, from what I've seen. So I'm aware that that is a possibility. I'm doing the things that I've read that you can do to try to prevent that as much as possible. And, you know, I've talked to my wife about it, and I've said, hey, let's I'm 42 now. I'm like, let's have an awesome 20 years because I don't know what's going to happen when I'm in my 60s. Here's how I look at it, Angelo.
Wow.
Whether it's going to the beach or whatever, you know, I want to have an awesome 20 years because if I do end up having some type of cognitive issue in my 60s, I'll be really glad I did that. And guess what? If I'm fine and I don't have any issues, I'll still be glad I had an awesome 20 years. So either way, I'll be glad. But yes, I am very well aware of it. And I literally did a walk in the spring to raise money for the Concussion Legacy Foundation because they are researching ways to try to identify CTE in living people, all that kind of stuff. So yes, I'm aware of it. It's not a sensitive topic. It's something that is a real thing that you have to be aware of.
Very, very interesting response. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Russ. Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
Tucker.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.